So last hour, coming off the first Lions football game of 2020, the first games of the NFL season. I know there's some Monday Night Football going on tonight.
Yes.
But we were lamenting the Lions. And, well, we have a podcast segment posted on this in case you care to visit it at WSW.com. You scroll down the homepage, you find the morning team page, click on that and look for today's date, September 14th, 2020. We have it up and running. Thanks to Pat Johnston for your picture capabilities. I've posted a photo of me, too, trying to get my best look of what all Lions fans were thinking or doing at the end of the Lions game yesterday. Kind of like your head in your hand and just kind of closed eyes and staring downward going, oh, you gotta be kidding. But I did hear from a listener. One of the things we talked about, a couple of things we've got to do here, but I wanted to mention this. That, unfortunately, as it seems to have been in the past several years, even though the Lions had a lead, you were expecting the Lions, how are we going to blow it this time? Mm-hmm. Especially last year. I'm trying to remember, how many games did we blow last year having fourth quarter leads? Six?
Something.
Seven,
yeah,
like that?
Yeah. Six, seven games.
Well, a listener, Paul, thanks for contacting me, longtime listener, says, wasn't it just a few years ago that, not that we wanted to win games like this, but I remember this. It's when the Lions were behind in the fourth quarter,
yes,
and Matthew Stafford was making a name for himself for coming behind and winning games.
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
It
was a few years ago. Yeah.
Again, not that you want to win games like that. You'd rather be in the lead, but that's not working for the Lions.
No.
So Paul's suggestion is maybe.
They fall behind and then catch up.
Yeah,
maybe. Exactly. Just go back to what we were doing years ago. Stafford was making a name for himself by coming from behind and winning games. And I remember because we did have expectations. Even though we were behind, we were thinking, somehow we're going to pull this game out. Even if we didn't, mm-hmm, but you had that expectation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's the reverse expectation. Which is, you can't tell me that that's not what some of the guys on the team are thinking as this was happening.
Well, of course.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's coaching, who's the general manager, who's playing.
Nope.
It's always, how are we going to blow this again? And they find a way, each and every time.
Let's just hope the old cliche of one game does not a season make.
Let's hope.
Let's hope it comes into play.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, you know, there's something that we did not do. Meant to do this Friday morning, but Pat, because you were off, I think I forgot to do this. We didn't do our Lion predictions.
Oh.
We have to go on record to what we think. Remember, because we have an online poll right now asking our listeners. What? Boy. Wonder if people voted before the first game. So I'm going to go on record based on the very first game of the season, 0-16. I'm only kidding. No, I think things will get better. But yeah, we have to make our predictions. So,
do you mind if I quickly grab the schedule? That's
on
the wall there.
Is this going to make a difference in your predictions?
It might.
Okay. All right. Well, you do that. I don't have to grab the schedule. I will happily step on board first. And remember the Lions? Won three games last year and. Lost 12 and tied the one, if I'm not mistaken. I am thinking of improvement, and I am going to be bold by suggesting the Lions will go 9-7 this year.
That is bold.
I'm having confidence that last year was just a complete anomaly. I was impressed by some of the draft picks, and must I say that when we signed Adrian Peterson, not that I'm expecting to be the running back that gets, but I just thought to myself, here's a guy that knows how to win. He's going to bring a little bit of that attitude and help with the Lions. Mm-hmm. And if he does what he did in game one the rest of the season, great. So I'm 9-7. Dave, do you have a thought?
Yeah, 6-10.
Not
too positive about
not
this
very confident
squad,
for
no.
Our Detroit Lions. Okay. And Pat, now that you have looked at the schedule,
yes, I will be. I'm going to be optimistic as well.
You are.
Yes, yes. I'm going to say 3-13. I was about to say 1-15, but I think maybe they can get two more wins out of there and be 3-13.
3-13.
I'm being optimistic.
Optimistic that they're not going to tie a game this year.
That's right.
Oh,
no.
Man.
They'll have the second round pick.
I am way out.
Second overall pick, I mean.
I must have knocked my head or something before I made my choice because I'm way far away from this.
9-7.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just, like I said, I'm just optimistic.
what gets them in the playoffs? 10 wins?
No, 9-7. 9-7 might do it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Not guaranteed.
There's another
chance.
There are two more playoff spots that have been added this year.
I forgot all about that. Yeah, so 9-7 should get you in.
Yeah.
Unless some of the other teams just go crazy.
I'm just looking that they play at Green Bay, at Arizona, and then they play Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints for the next three games.
So we start out 0-4, and then we go on this wild run and end up 9-7. Oh, great.